إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا ونواصل قراءتنا في هذا الموضوع المهم، لمحة عن الفرق الضالة، لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور العلامة صالح الفوزان بن فوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات، آمين. So welcome all of you once again. We continue reading from this very important topic, a glimpse and a quick look on the innovated methodologies, those main sects that have deviated away from the manhaj al-salaf, from the aqidah and the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal-jama'ah. How important, once again, is a summary that the Muslims, all of them, regardless and despite the differences in their colors or the language they speak or the countries they come from, Muslims should all of them adhere to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah has commanded everyone to hold on firm to His Book and to the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what Allah wants for us. But unfortunately, not all the Muslims practice the same thing. They're not on the same page. They're not on the same path. That's why it's very important for us to know the path that Allah commands us to adhere to and to be upon. Likewise, we make efforts to learn how certain people went wrong, so that that become clear to us. Because you may live in an area, in a time, when the people invite you to their misguidances, to their innovations. They want you to be with them on the path that is not that which Allah commands you to be upon. So what are you going to do? How are you going to make a choice? That's how certain people, they go wrong. They make a choice based on colors, based on tribalism, based on this is from my country. Oh, they are from the same way I come from. This my people, this, that, they speak my language. That's how they get them. And now you, when you come to the Deen of Allah, you're going to say, listen, I'm going to be with anyone who's upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon, his companions. Doesn't matter, they Arabs, non-Arabs. Even if I'm the only one among so many people who they are not from my country, they don't speak my language, but they all try their best to be firm upon the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of Salaf al-Saleh. These are the people he wants to be with. This is the Jama'ah we're looking for. And anyone who opposes what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and his companions, we free ourselves from them. Ibrahim alayhi salam free himself from his own father. He free himself from him. When he knows that he's upon batil and falsehood, he free himself from him. So it's very important for us to know these things. It's when it comes to the Deen of Allah, it's not about colors or tribalism or this from my country or the other. It's qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the understanding of the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim and the A'imma of Huda. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah, Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan, he talked about Al-Qadariya and the Khawarij and the Shia and Jahmiyyah. And the last thing we mentioned is that from the Jahmiyyah came the Mu'tazila. Okay? And we talked about the Minhaj of the Khawarij and the Minhaj of the Mu'tazila, and how they went wrong, because they went against and opposed the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. قال الشيخ ثم تفرع من مذهب المعتزلة مذهب الأشاعرة. See how Ahlul Bid'ah wal Ahwa, the haqq is one. The same Jama'ah that was in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, you can be on what they are upon if you want. Of course, tawfiq is from Allah. That's why we should always make dua and ask Allah for tawfiq. And we ask Allah to aid us and guide us and keep us firm upon what the companions were upon. But Ahlul Batil, the people of falsehood, they keep changing. Whenever a group, some people from them, they didn't agree with them, they go ahead and start their own thing. Likewise, look, from the Mu'tazila now you have who? You have the Asha'ira. From the Mu'tazila, branch off from them is the Asha'ira. Well, Asha'ira, why they were given this name? ينسبون إلى أبي الحسن الأشعري رحمه الله. Keep in mind, in this man Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari رحمه الله, he repented towards the ends of his life. He repented from that madhab he was upon, and he adhered to the madhab of al-Salaf. Okay? So Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari كان معتزليا. نعم. This man in the beginning of his life, he was a Mu'tazili. And you know how deviant the Mu'tazila are. This is one of the wicked sects, Al-Mu'tazila. And this man, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, he was, in the beginning of his life, he was upon the madhab of the Mu'tazila. So he was Mu'tazili. The same way you say the one who's upon the manhaj of a Salaf, he's a Salafi. وَكَانَ سَلَفِيًا. Like you find that Imam al-Dhahabi in his book Siyar A'lam al-Nubala, when he mentioned the ulama in their biographies, and he says وَكَانَ سَلَفِيًا. He was a Salafi, meaning he was upon the manhaj of the Salaf. Likewise, when you say كَانَ مُعْتَزِلِيًا, meaning he was upon the manhaj of the Mu'tazila. He was upon the manhaj of the Mu'tazila. ثم من الله عليه وعرف بطلان مذهب المعتزلة. It took him years upon batil, upon falsehood, calling to it. And this is a shaykh, even for the scholars. These are people who have a lot of knowledge and understanding. But they were on the other side of the path. Okay? But after all these years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide him to the haqq. See, the guidance of success and to be upon the haqq is a gift from Allah. Only Allah guide whom He will and open their hearts to accept the haqq. Okay? As you know, the hidayah naw'an, as the ulama they mention, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen and Shaykh Fawzan, both of them mentioned this beautiful explanation in Al-Wasitiyah, Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, Shaykh al-Islam, Nizaymiyah. And they both mentioned that Al-Hidayah Naw'an, Hidayah al-Dilalati wal-Bayan, wa Hidayah al-Tawfiq wal-Ilham. That the Hidayah, guidance is two types. The first type deals with presenting the proofs and the adilla and presenting the haqq to the person. The second guidance, type of guidance, is the guidance of success. Meaning a person say to you, Jazakallah khair, now that's what I was looking for, Alhamdulillah. Meaning he accepted. The second type of guidance is only for Allah, not even for the prophets and the messengers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the best of them, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't have this. That's why Allah said to him in the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You do not guide whom you love. But in another ayah he said to him, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى طَرِيقَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Certainly, O Muhammad, you guide. So those who don't understand, they think it's a contradiction in the Quran. But there is no contradiction. The first type of guidance when he said to him, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي, mean you do not make success for whom you love. You're not going to bring to Islam and accept the haqq. It's not up to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ. But in the first one, when he said to him, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي, certainly you guide, meaning by presenting the truth to the people, by teaching them. So anyway, this man, don't confuse him with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is companion, one of the great companions of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This man is Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah. So he was a Mu'tazili, he was upon the wrong path, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred upon him his blessing and guide him to the truth. So he knows that this madhab of the Mu'tazila, who he was upon and called to and defend and this, he knows his falsehood after all these years. SubhanAllah. فوقف في المسجد يوم الجمعة وأعلن براءته من هذه المعتزلة. SubhanAllah. So one day on Jumu'ah, you know, you got a big crowd on Jumu'ah. So he stood up in front of the people on Jumu'ah and he declared his innocence and that he's free from the madhab of the Mu'tazila. You see? وَخَلَعَ ثَوْبَهُ عَلَيْهُ وَقَالَ خَلَعْتُ مَذْهَبَ الْمُعْتَزِلَ كَمَا خَلَعْتُ ثَوْبِ هَذَا. And he has a cloak on him, he took it off, and he said to them, I'm getting out of this madhab of Mu'tazila the same way I'm getting out of my cloak. SubhanAllah. I said again, no connection to it. لكنه صار إلى مذهب الكلابية. So now you think this man that he, because he went by stages, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. When he left the Mu'tazila, you think he went to Madhab al-Salaf? La, he went to another one, Madhab al-Kullabiyya, another deviant sect. Atba' Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab. They called him al-Kullabiyya, look, once again because of a man, Ibn Kullab. Wa Abdullah ibn Kullab, hadha, ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab, كان يثبت سبع صفات وينفي ما عداها. You see? And this man, Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab, he affirmed only seven attributes of Allah. Does Allah have only seven attributes? I'm asking. No. This man, that's what he was, Ibn Kullab. He affirmed only seven and he denies the rest. What does he affirm? يعني قال لأن العقل لا يدل إلا على سبع صفات فقط. Why he affirmed this? Because of intellect. See how they go wrong? They put their intellect before the text. This man affirmed, chose carefully, not randomly. He didn't choose these seven randomly. No, because هذا الرجل عقلاني. This man, whatever makes sense to his intellect, he accepted. And there are people like this in all times. You bring them a hadith, he thinks it doesn't make no sense to him. A'udhu billah. Hadith sahih. He says, well, logically, you cannot use it in these times. They said that to you. These people, they are upon this madhab fasid. Wal'iyadu billah. See, that's why it's very important for us to learn these things. The same way it's very important, I'm going to open a window here, because it's important. وَالشَّيْءُ بِالشَّيْءُ اُذْكَرْ. That's why you will understand why ulama as-salaf, they concern themselves with the aqidah. Because this is matters of aqidah, sifat. And why they focus on tawheed. Tawheed, tawheed. I'll give you an instance, for example, two examples. Maybe one or two. As-sihr. Sihr, magic, is haram. And the Imam of Al-Islam, they mentioned sihr in Kitab al-Tawheed, in the books of Tawheed. Like Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has many chapters in Kitab al-Tawheed. Why? Because sihr go against Tawheed. It is not from Tawheed. Why the ulama, they teach Tawheed? Because the laymen who don't know Tawheed, yes, they pray, they fast, maybe they made hajj, they read Quran. But if they don't know Tawheed, somebody is sick, his neighbor, another ignorant person say, hey, I know this sahir, this magician, he can cure your father. He can cure your son. You know, this ignorant Muslim, what he gonna do now? He's gonna go, Bismillah, where can I pick you up? And he's gonna go to a sahir. He's gonna go to a magician, wal'iyadu billah. That's why you read in Tawheed,
They teach them that sihr is haram. Stay away from it. Another example. The horoscope, right? It has another, the zodiac. You know the zodiac? Has 12 what? What do they call them? 12? Abraj. What do they call them?
Signs.
Alright? They have the lion. They have what? The Taurus. The scorpion. Sagittarius. Right? You know that stuff haram or not? That stuff is haram. The ulama, they said, if someone... Look now. Look at Ahlul... The enemies of Islam. They put that in the newspapers in the Muslims. Astrology. And the zodiacs, the signs. They says anyone who's born from here to here, he's a lion. And they go every day, they put, oh man, you're going to have problems today. Stay home. So he's not coming for Asr or Maghrib or nothing. Because they told him, you're going to have a lot of problems if you leave home. Other person, they said, just spend all your money today. That's your lucky day. He's going to go spend all his money, I don't know what. Riyadu billah. Many things. Okay? The first person you see today is a shaitan. A'udhu billah. He get up in the morning, see his wife. Oh, you're a shaitan. Big problems. You see? The ulama, they says, if anyone read the zodiac, if someone take the newspaper and read that, Allah does not accept his salat for 40 days. لا تقبل صلاته 40 يوما. Just by reading it. But if he believe in what's in it, he has disbelieved in what was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see the kufr? Writing in newspapers. How many Muslims do you think he's praying and he's reading the zodiac? That's why tawheed. When you learn this in Kitab al-Tawheed, in the Aqidah, now I just want to share that with you. Barakallahu fikum. Likewise, on the third example, to make it witr, inshallah, is the halif bi ghayrillah. Many Muslims swear by other than Allah, you see? And against Tawheed. People swear by the uruba wa haqq al-madri, al-dam, wal-ta'am, wa-buk, wa-hiyat ummak, wa-madri ish. والكعبة وكذا واللي بيننا وبينكم وما أدري إيش. All of this stuff is shirk. Everyone says it's a shirk, أصغر minor shirk, but still shirk. Those who don't study Tawheed, they don't know. But those who study Tawheed, they're like, Subhanallah, this is bad. All right, I'm not going to say it anymore. And this happened. I was in a class of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Badr, Habibullah, in Medina. And he was given a class on Tawheed on this chapter. And he received a lot of questions, subhanAllah. And they thanked the Shaykh. One person said, Ya Shaykh, Jazakallahu khair, in my country, and he mentioned Egypt, because the man mentioned, he said, in my country, Egypt, he says, Ya Shaykh, we swear by the Kaaba. He says, Wil Kaaba, Wil Nabi. Wil Nabi, they say that, Wil Nabi, Allah. They swear by the Prophet, which is shirk, which is haram. You see the fa'ida? Those people, they were sitting there. Now they learned the Sheikh was talking about Tawheed. Now they're going to correct their mistakes. But the question was, Ya Sheikh, Jazakallah khair. We know it right now. So how are we going to correct ourselves? Because this is something we say it a lot. As I heard, maybe Sheikh Abdul al-Bukhari, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi, one of our mashayikh, he was talking to one of the brothers who like this from that country. They ask in the Shaykh, and then they say, "We Nabi a Shaykh." They say, "By the Nabi, by the Prophet or Shaykh." The Shaykh says, "Ya akhi, hada haram. Ma tahlif. Don't swear by the Prophet." He said, "Afwan, ya Shaykh. Sorry." Then he's like, "We Nabi, ya akhi. I was just corrected you." Then they said, "We Nabi ma agul we Nabi." You see? Then he said to him, "By the Prophet, I'm not gonna say again by the Prophet." He said, "Will Nabi ma hagul will Nabi ba'deen." You see how? Now it's in them. They used to it. It's on their tongue. That's why that person, subhanAllah, he asked the Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, he said, "Ya Shaykh, this is on us, man. We say it all the time. We need something. We need a substitute. We need something. Then the Shaykh subhanAllah, he said to him, say wa Rabbi Nabi. Okay? Don't just say wa Nabi, say wa Rabbi Nabi. So that you say wa Rabbi, the Lord of the Prophet. You see? Likewise, those who they say wa Kaaba. No. They swear by the Kaaba. The ulama, they told them, look, man, say wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. So that they, since their tongue is already used on the Kaaba, so say wa Rabbi al-Kaaba. So, it's very important, Akhwan, to know these things. The ulama, they adhere to the manhaj of the Salaf. So anyway, we go back. This man, Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab, he affirmed these seven attributes because the haql, you know, يدل عليها العلم knowledge القدرة الإرادة الحياة السمع البصر الكلام seven. I'm saying them again. العلم القدرة الإرادة الحياة السمع البصر الكلام. These are the sifat that this man طيب فيقول هذا هي هذه دل عليه العقل أما ما لم يدل عليه العقل عنده فليس بذلك. This Ibn Kullab, he says, because this makes sense intellectually, yes, you can perceive this علم, yes, knowledge عقل الإرادة الحياة. So kalam, speech, but something that doesn't make sense to him, he denies it. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ. That's why you see that those people who are still adhere to what Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari was upon before Allah guide him to the haq, the Asha'ira, you see they just affirm these seven attributes. But actually Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari took it from this man Ibn Kullab, you see. قال ثم إن الله من على أبي الحسن الأشعري وترك مذهب الكلابية ورجع إلى مذهب الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله إمام السنة. Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى guide him and to the مذهب of الإمام أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله إمام of السنة مذهب السلف. And he left the مذهب الكلابية. He left the مذهب الكلابية وقال أنا أقول بما يقول به إمام أهل السنة والجماعة أحمد بن حنبل أن الله استوى على العرش وأن له يدا وأن له وجها. شوف يثبت الصفات كلها الآن. So he made a tawbah and he said, I say what the إمام of أهل السنة والجماعة أحمد بن حنبل say in عقيدة. So therefore I say that Allah استوى على العرش. So he affirmed الاستواء. And that Allah has a hand, and that Allah has a face. So he's affirming الصفات, the attributes. ذكر هذا في كتابه الإبانة في أصول الديانة. الإبانة في عن أصول الديانة. وذكر هذا في كتابه الثاني مقالات الإسلاميين واختلاف المصلين. ذكر أنه على مذهب الإمام أحمد بن حنبل. وإن بقيت شيخ يقول وإن بقيت عنده بعض المخالفات. So now he's mentioning in his books, alhamdulillah, that he has left this madahib, the mu'tazila kullabiyya, and he is the madhab of this great imam of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, al-imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Of course, we know Imam Ahmad, we don't know much about him, but one thing we should know that he was one of the imam of Sunnah, and he was upon the manhaj of as-salaf as-salih. The shaykh said, even though he still has some things with him, you know, he still has some things. ولكن أتباعه بقوا على مذهب الكلابية فغالبهم لا يزالون على مذهبه الأول ولذلك يسمون بالأشعرية نسبة إلى الأشعري في مذهبه الأول. So him, Allah guide him to the haq. And he says, look, he's not upon anything, he's a but what Imam Ahmad was upon, مذهب السلف. But his followers, they didn't. They continue on what he was upon before. You see?
they continue on what he was upon before. Majority of them, he says, أغلبهم. Majority of them, they continue on the falsehood that Allah has saved him from. Huh? And they were called Al-Ash'ariyya because of what he was upon, Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah, in his first madhab. أما بعد أن رجع إلى مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة فنسبة هذا المذهب إليه ظلم والصواب أن يقال مذهب الكلابية لا يقول مذهب الأشاعرة لأنه رجع. So the Sheikh says, since this man repented and he went back to the madhab of أهل السنة والجماعة to ascribe him or this madhab, which is this innovative methodology, to say that it's Ash'ari, this is transgression and harm. Because he freed himself from it. But rather anyone who is still upon what this man was upon before he repented, he said, you don't say they are Ash'aris, you say they are Kullabis. Because they are upon the madhab of Al-Kullabiyyah. As for Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, alhamdulillah, he repented. And those who actually they want to say they are upon Imam al-Ash'ari, then they have to be on what he was upon. But many of them, they didn't. They continue to be upon the madhab of al-Kullabiyyah. قال لأنه تاب من هذا وصنف في ذلك كتابه الإبانة عن أصول الديانة وصرح برجوعه وتمسكه بما كان عليه أهل السنة والجماعة خصوصا الإمام أحمد رحمه الله وإن كانت عنده بعض المخالفات. He says, so no one should say that those people who deny the sifat except for seven, you say they are Ash'aris. No, you say they are Kullabis, the Sheikh says. Because the Imam Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, he repented. And he mentioned his tawbah in his books. And he make it clear that he's upon the madhab of Imam Ahmad, meaning madhab Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Sheikh says, keep in mind, alhamdulillah, it's a good thing for him, but he still has some violations, some mukhalafat. He still has certain points when he still opposes Ahlul Sunnah. Mithl, إنه المعنى النفسي القائم بالذات والقرآن حكاية أو عبارة عن كلام الله لا أنه كلام الله. مثل some of the things now that you hear it from some people like Yusuf Istis. And it is from the madhab of Jahmiyyah that they says the Quran that we have in the Mushaf, it is not the speech of Allah. It's just something that represents the statements of Allah. عبارة عن كلام الله ليست كلام الله. And that's what this Yusufistas really is saying. Yusufistas, who now he's a big sheikh, and he's no sheikh whatsoever. May Allah suffice the Muslims from his evil, and may Allah guide him too. He wants guidance for him, but if he's not guided, may Allah protect the Muslims from his evil. This man, Yusufistas, the Caucasian guy, okay? Who now he's going all over, and he has so many followers, and his YouTubes is like, I don't know how many YouTubes. That's what man he says. The man, he says, look, this is the Mus'haf. And he says that this is not the Qur'an. And that's what the Jahmiyyah says, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. But the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they says, no, that's Qur'an. And that's the speech of Allah, and it is not created. It is not created. قال فهذا مذهب الأشاعرة منشق من عن مذهب المعتزلة. So he said, see, the أشاعرة, they branch off who? Huh? محمد نعم المعتزلة. والمذهب المعتزلة منشق عن مذهب من؟ الجهمية. And the معتزلة, they branch from who? From جهمية, from the جهميس. ثم تفرعت مذاهب كثيرة كلها أصلها مذهب الجهمية سبحان الله. Look, and in so many other deviant methodologies that start to appear, all of them branch off the جهمية from the جهمية والعياذ بالله. ثم قال الشيخ هذه تقريبا وصول الفرق على الترتيب. He says,
This is most likely the origin of all of the deviant sects, these ones that he mentioned, in this order. Al-Qadariya awwalan, the Qadariya, thumma al-Shi'a, al-Shi'a, al-Khawarij, al-Jahmiya, and those who branch off from them. هذه أصول الفرق وتفرقت بعدها فرق كثيرة لا يحصيها إلى الله وصنفت في هذا كتب. So these are the main deviant groups and sects. قدرية الشيعة الخوارج الجهمية. And from each one of them branch off so many groups. Deviant of course, only Allah knows how many they are. The Shaykh says. So then the ulama of Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they compiled and written many books that they make clear these people and this firaq and who they are, what their madahib, like Kitab al-Farq bayn al-Firaq lil-Baghdadi. Al-Farq bayn al-Firaq lil-Baghdadi, wal-Milal wal-Niha li-Abd al-Karim al-Shahrastani, wal-Fisal fil-Milal wal-Niha li-Ibn Hazm, wa-Maqalat al-Islamiyin wa-Akhtilaf al-Musallin li-Abi al-Hasan, الأشعري. كل هذه الكتب في الكتب في بيان الفرق وتنوعها وتعدادها واختلافها وتطوراتها. Is that these books they mention to you this deviant sects, and they bring you all of those sects that branch from each one of them, and they tell you how they differ from one another. They tell you their evolution and how they expand. And ولا تزال إلى عصرنا هذا تتطور وتزيد وينشأ عنها مذاهب أخرى. Said until as the time go by, until our time, still you find many, you know, they call them offshoots, right? Like offshoots or something from here, and this branch of this one or the other one and the like. وتنشق عنها أفكار جديدة منبثقة عن أصل الفكرة ولم يبقى على الحق إلا أهل السنة والجماعة في كل زمان ومكانهم على الحق إلى أن تقوم الساعة كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. He says so أهل البدع أهل الضلال they continue to bring new ideas, that's how they are. They just sit down and bring new ideas. But those ideas, you find that they all branch from the main idea of that deviant sect, the mother one. And that's how they cause many people to go away. Every person take with him a group of the Muslims and this. And that's they cause the Muslims to deviate away. And who's upon the haqq? Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They're the only one upon the truth. Because they always adhere to the Haqq, to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the understanding of the best of this Ummah, the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim. And they will remain to exist, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who are upon the Haqq, they will remain to exist. As the ulama they mentioned, they may be a lot, many in number in some times or in some areas, or they may be a few in some time and some areas. But they will always exist. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, sahih, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. It will always be and exist a group for my ummah upon the truth, the haq. And Allah made them prevail over the falsehood. They are upon the haq. Those who oppose them does not harm them at the least. And they will continue to be such until the command of Allah comes. ثم الآن الشيخ يقول أهل السنة والجماعة والحمد لله يخالفون القدرية النفات. And then the Shaykh is gonna bring now where أهل السنة والجماعة opposes these deviant groups. Okay? So once again, it's not the mas'ala ilmiya. It's It's based on knowledge, it's not based on colors. Or based on, because sometimes Ahlul Bidah, they come and tell you and say, oh, you're not, you oppose us because we are not from the same country. It has nothing to do with the same country. We're not talking about food in here, right? Yes, if you bring some food and I don't know, I may not eat it. But I'm happy for you, that's your food. But this is knowledge, this is the deen of Allah. Okay? It has nothing to do with the colors of country or tribe or a dialect. So Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, walhamdulillah, they oppose al-Qadariyya al-Nufat. فيؤمنون بالقدر وأنه من أركان الإيمان الستة وأنه لا يحصل في هذا الكون شيء إلا بقدائه وقدره سبحانه وتعالى لأنه الخلاق الرب المالك المتصرف. So أهل السنة والجماعة they believe in the قدر. نعم, you believe in the قدر, and it is one of the pillars of إيمان. The six pillars of Iman, this is one of them. Al-Imanu bil-Qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike this deviant group, Al-Qadriya al-Nufad, it says Allah does not know what happened until the people do it. Or Al-Jabriya, who they say, people has no choice whatsoever what they do. Allah has forced them to do everything. You see? Two extremes, Ahlul Sunnah fil-Wasat. Wasat. وسطية أهل السنة والجماعة. There is two extremes. Those who they say Allah don't know. رعيدا بالله, Allah don't know. Allah didn't decree anything until it happened. Just like that. That's one extreme. The other extreme, they said, look, Allah decreed everything. And those who pray, it's not because they choose to pray. Allah forced them to pray. And the one who's drinking alcohol and not praying, it's not because of him. Allah. So these are two extremes. The wasat is with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I have to stop at this time. I try to stretch it as much as I can. I have a bad headache, migraine actually. And I think I can't go no more at this matter, Mr. Han. If you pardon me, inshallah, I have to go home, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum.